Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, everybody. Welcome and good morning to you all. You're on Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day, always with the goal of helping you change your world. And you do that by maybe picking up a nugget or two from this radio show and how we talk about the political issues of the day, and maybe having meaningful conversations with other people in your world that are persuadable. That's what it's all about. And frankly, that's how we save this state from the unbridled idiocy of leftist political rule, the tyranny of Kate Brown, Tina Kotek, who, by the way, there's a story in the Oregon Watchdog today about Tina Kotek making her case for governor. Oh, goody. Now, here's the thing. Breitbart's got a story today about Joe Biden's approval rating sinks down to 37%. In fact, there's a, I saw another story I got from a friend of mine. She sent this to me by text. She sends me a lot of stuff. One of it was about, Biden's, there's a Gateway Pundit story about Biden hits a new low of 28% approval by independents. And this is in the new Quinnipiac poll. Now, for those of you who are not, Quinnipiac is a university, and they are a leftist group, to be sure. And frankly, you're seeing this reflected in consumer, and just in, not consumer, but just average person's understanding. Okay? And, I mean, it makes you wonder, all right, at what point does Biden's negatives, at what point does Kate Brown's negatives begin to make a difference in the mindset of just the average person out there? Well, some of this is they have to connect the dots, right? And, you know, people are kind of busy with their lives. We're going to get into this a little bit more of it philosophically, because it is deeply important. Because if you're busy with your life, you got your nose stuck in Facebook and Instagram or Twitter or whatever. Maybe some of the right-leaning, you know, social media sites, Parler, Telegram, which is a good one. Getter. I'm going to have a Getter account soon, and I will be over time transferring everything that I have on Facebook over to Getter and then leaving Facebook at some point. But people who are just busy, how do you get to them? How do you break through the noise? Well, that's what you're all about. Because you have the, you already have relationships with some of these people. Now, this is important, because that's the whole purpose of why I do this radio show. I don't do this radio show to hear myself talk. I don't do this radio show just to have conversations with you, although that's what I want. I do this radio show so that we can achieve a purpose. Like some of you who are leaving this state, and I understand why, I can't. I'm a fifth-generation Oregon farmer. I'm inheriting land. This is my heritage. I have to stand and fight. So I'm going to do everything I can to save this great state and to protect my liberty and your liberty and that of your children, your grandchildren, so that we don't become the tyrannical state of California. I mean, we're close. The only way we fix this is that you, who have the ability to cut through the noise of life, media, a captured leftist social media, you are the only person that can do that. That's why it's so important for you to be engaged here. The Quinnipiac poll has Joe Biden's approval rating down to a new low of 37%. This was released yesterday. Now, it was at 38% 2 weeks ago, so that's certainly within the margins of error here, okay? But his disapproval is at 52%, and that's down just from 1 point, or by 1 point. But the big one, and this is the one that affects us in Oregon, and I'm going to tell you it does, folks. The big one is independence. As you know, I mean, he has really taken a turn down with independence. See, 2 weeks ago when they did this poll, he was at 32%. He's now down to 28%. Now, it's a 4-point drop that's outside of the margin of error. So what that tells us is, and again, you look at the trend here, right? He has been trending steadily down amongst independents in Oregon. We have the largest political party. It's basically a tie between the Democrats and the unaffiliated voters. These are the independent voters. They're not in either party. Now, even though the independents do not vote at a rate as high as both the Republicans and the Democrats, that may change. And they are a group that is really ripe for the pickings here. So if nationally, you, and even though the independents, and by the way, our polling shows this as other people's polling does, the majority of them tend to lean moderate to a little bit left, okay? There's a group of them, about 30% of them, that describe themselves as being conservative. They don't like the Republican Party, certainly don't like the Democrat Party. But if this group that is pivotal to winning any seat, especially these swing seats here in Oregon for the legislature, but also for county commission, school boards, where the real battle is right now. But a governor's race, any of the statewide races, if you can capture the majority of these people, you can quite literally win in Oregon. It's true. You can. In a statewide race. Now, what's driving this? Why would people be, if you ask just a straight up question, why? Well, you get some interesting answers. And it's just based on various polls. But I'm going to tell you this. If Biden's underwater with women, and that's what this poll shows, he's really underwater with men. He's underwater, I mean, 43% approve of women, 45% disapprove. Of men, 30% approve, 59% disapprove. He's crashed with Hispanics. 33% approve, 51% don't approve. It's worse with whites, even with blacks. 65% approve, 22% disapprove. Now, therein lies the reason that you can bet moving forward, the race issue will be played constantly in Oregon, just like it has been by Kate Brown, and as nationally. This is part of the opportunity for you. When you're having conversations, if you're, again, in your world, if you have conversations with people and they are musing about not liking inflation, we're hearing about all these supply chain shortages, right? And they're there. You go to the stores, you can't get certain things. Over 100 ships now off of the coast of the port of Long Beach. Whose fault is that? The price of gas at the pump. Price of groceries. Whose fault is that? Millions of people flooding across the southern border, being turned loose into our communities, being flown there in the middle of the night. Whose fault is that? By the way, kudos to Ted Cruz, who's introducing a bill that says, you know, some of these illegals, they got to get transported into the communities of these rich white people. You know, the ones that give all the money to the Democrats. That's a good idea. Afghanistan. The list goes on. At what point does Kate Brown's tyranny of demanding you have to be vaccinated? Because as was announced a few minutes ago, and listen to me carefully, friends, a few minutes ago, the Biden administration put out a press release saying that very soon you're going to be able to get your children vaccinated. Now, they're already pushing this here in Oregon. Are you willing to have your children or your grandchildren vaccinated? Do you think it's a good idea? Do you have enough concerns about vaccines that maybe this doesn't interest you, or maybe you're just not going to do it? I can tell you the forced vaccination of children, along with masking, is a huge issue, especially if it becomes a prerequisite in Oregon for attending schools. These are issues that are moving voters away from Joe Biden, Kate Brown, and by extension, Democrats. This is where you come in. Because when you have conversations with people about this issue, you have to sort of connect the dots for them. Because again, they're busy. I go back to this because this is so important. Friends, they are busy. This is your opportunity to help people connect the dots. You don't like the high cost of explosion of inflation and high cost of living? Who's responsible for that? Who's in charge? Who's creating the policies that do that? Friends, back in a moment, Freedom Heating and Air is a great company. They are local. They are looking for new workers. 503-580-1456. Call them. You got fired from your job because you wouldn't take the shot? Call them. 503-580-1456. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Hey, speaking of inflation, by the way, how do you deal with that? Now, one of the ways that you deal with it is we're going to continue our conversation at the bottom of the hour with Charles from Accurate Precious Metals here in Salem. Because right now, with inflation getting worse, there is opportunities for you to combat that with what you may already own. We'll get into more of that with him at the bottom of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I got an email from Corby. He said, you know, it's so sad for me to watch America, the country I love, commit national suicide. God bless those of us standing up against this evil. We are in World War III, the worst war ever. It's good versus evil, psychological and biological. And what he's referring to is the link he sent me to another career police officer, law enforcement, signing off after refusing to take the shot. Now, there is, by the way, another story here on Watchdog about, where is this here? Oregon employers say there's no major staffing shortages following the vaccine deadline. Really? We'll see. We'll see how that plays out. Major staffing shortages. See, Kate Brown's edict, her order, applies to as many as 200,000 Oregonians. Healthcare workers, long-term care, educators, state workers. Although the state workers got their extensions through November 30th. Okay. We'll see. But a spokesman for DAS, you know, that group that inadvertently, accidentally yesterday released the vaccination status of 40,000 out of 47,000 state employees. You know that group. They said, well, we currently don't have the number available for employees that may be placed on administrative leave. Yeah, they're lying to us once again. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk. I've got to get to the phones. Jerry, you're up first. Welcome.
Hey, Jeff. Enjoy your show. Go Ducks.
Go Beavs.
There you go. Hey, this Nick Rolovich, Washington State's coach that they fired yesterday or day before yesterday, whatever. The media is painting him to be selfish. Now, here's a guy that walked away from a $3.2 million job, probably the dream job of his life, and he's being called selfish. How does that work?
I know. Isn't that stunning? Here's a guy who's the highest paid state employee in Washington State, and he walks away, and they're calling that selfish.
What is the definition of selfish? That's the definition of selfless. I just don't understand how they vilify people like this. And he's a symbol of the 20 to 30 million people that lost their jobs this week for no reason whatsoever. This vaccine does not work. It's not even a vaccine. It's an experimental drug. Where's the results? Where is the results? Shouldn't if it works so well, why are we still even under this these mandates? I don't get
it. Good point. I mean, I don't get it. But see, you've pointed out logic, and what you just pointed out, Jerry, is something that some of our listeners can use in those persuadable conversations with other people who are persuadable. It's logic.
Exactly.
And one other thing. You can't get that on social media always. But you can if you're face-to-face, one-on-one with people.
Yeah. To call him selfish. And all it is it's just character destruction. Now, he'll obviously, he's a great coach. He's doing a great job up there. He'll obviously get a good job in Texas or Florida. Or, you know, he might be Florida's coach next year. But, you know, your listeners really, and we're preaching to the choir, they've got to get their ivermectin now. This is going to be potentially a very, very tough flu and cold season. And there's going to be people running around with weakened immune systems. You've got to have the ivermectin. It's the only thing that will solve this thing.
I agree. I do agree. Jerry, thank you. As always, you put the right kind of exclamation point on it. Folks, before I go to the next caller, remember that Rolling Bagels is collecting coats, scarves, gloves to give away to the homeless people, the needy, at Union Gospel Mission. So stop by Rolling Bagels on 1824 Lancaster Drive between 9 and 2. Drop them off, won't you? Help out people. You got unused stuff, do that. Let's go to Art. Art, you got 1 minute. Go.
That's not much time, Jeff, but I did want to talk about the independent vote. I wanted to also say, Jeff, that the Libertarians, who are never going to elect a candidate, you know, are hurting our state also. We all know that the Republican Party has, their issues are much closer to the Libertarian Party. And these people need to get their act together and start helping us make Oregon better. And about the independents, okay? You guys out there are also hurting the state by not getting involved in actually a party that cares more about them, because we know the Democrats don't. In fact, Jeff, they won't allow, like a lot of states do, the independents can vote for either a Republican or a Democrat. You know, they can vote in the Republican side or the Democratic side, whichever they choose, but not in Oregon. And you know why, Jeff? Because the Democrats know it would.
Yeah, I believe we are.
Okay.
Or are we? Are we on live?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Okay, talk to me now.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. We are online with Charles from Accurate Precious Metals. We are having a bit of an audio issue there, so we're trying to get that resolved here in a moment. By the way, you can check out their website at accuratepmr.com. Accuratepmr.com. Charles, are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm here. I can hear you. Good morning, Jeff, and good morning,
good
everybody.
Good morning. Yeah, very good. All right. One of the things we've been talking about is what's happening with inflation. And it has, I mean, it really is starting to hit home. The numbers are pretty stunning, and most people are beginning to, well, they're really taking notice when they buy gas or groceries. So it is, inflation makes your paper money worth a lot less. And so in that regard, how can buying gold and silver or using what you already own in gold and silver, how can that be transitioned into helping people deal with inflation?
Well, that's a great question. You know, it's really interesting that we listen to Janet Yellen when she speaks to Congress and says that inflation is around 5%. Yet, when we go to the gas pump, or when we go buy groceries and buy meat or chicken or poultry or milk or whatever the items may be, or even building supplies, it has not grown by 5%. It has grown excessively past 5%. So one would think that, can we trust really what they're telling us that is actually happening? You know, I guess probably not. And what we've seen through time is that gold and silver has been a hedge against inflation, against world uncertainty, and against where any monetary in any country has caved in. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen to our country with all this money printing, but gold and silver is a tangible asset. We have the ability to hold it in our hands and maintain that value. And it's been used through our whole entire life for over, you know, 2,000 to 5,000 years. I say 2000 AD. And it's a great time to invest and diversify your portfolio. And there's a lot of people that have invested in the stock market, and the stock market, it is at a high, and it's a great time to diversify and take some of the earnings and put it in other investments like gold and silver. There's also people that have jewelry that they've never used, or they don't use any longer in their jewelry box that's just sitting there, or maybe it broke, or the styles have come and passed, and they could take that jewelry or diamonds and bring it into us. We'll evaluate it, we'll appraise it, and we can buy it on the spot, and they can take that, some of that money, and invest it in gold and silver. It's just another method to diversify and use things that aren't being used. Use the metals in your jewelry box that you haven't used in years, or maybe never used, and turn it into investments in gold and silver.
So I happen to be in this position. Okay. I have, you know, Charles, I got a confession to make to you. You know, I used to be a long-haired rock and roll singer, and you probably didn't know that. And I was able to, you know, when I ran for the legislature, you know, this was before, you know, Facebook and the internet and all of that. I mean, it was really just sort of beginning, the internet. And at any rate, I managed to hide all of those pictures of me. All right. which means I wasn't very famous, but nonetheless, and in that, I used to wear a lot of gold jewelry, okay? A lot of nugget jewelry. Now, that stuff is not popular these days to be wearing fashionably. I don't wear it. It's in the safe. Now, here's stuff that I paid thousands of dollars for, because it's all pure gold. And it's just sitting there, and it's been sitting there for 30-plus years. Wouldn't I be the kind of guy that what could I bring that beautiful Seiko watch and the gold nugget band and that bracelet? What could I do? I could bring that into you, and what would you do with it, and how would that benefit me?
So, you know, what we've seen is, you know, people in the same similar situations that they've, you know, purchased that gold jewelry back when it was popular, and the gold rate was a lot lower than it is today. So what's surprising is they've made money. You can make money more than what you probably paid for it. And that's the shocking truth right now. So what we do is we have an X-ray machine that we evaluate, and we see what gold content is to perfection. I mean, well, 99%. Excuse me for that. And we show you the exact content, how much gold it has. We weigh it, and then with the gold price that it is, that where it's at today, Give you the cost, and then if you decide that you want to sell it, we pay you right on the spot. And we go through the process there of filling out the paperwork, because the city requires, basically gathering information to make sure that everything we're purchasing has not been stolen. But it's a real simple process. It's really fast. And we understand that people's time is valuable, so we just go through it as quick or as slow. Or if you have any questions through the process, we answer all the questions that you may have as far as, you know, why is one worth more than the other, such as maybe the carat is higher, which that means that there's more gold content in the jewelry, or if there's diamonds. We have two diamond experts in our facility that we grade each diamond that are coming through our facility. And then there's like the Kelley Blue Book for cars, which there's the same for diamonds. It's called Wrap Report. And we evaluate the diamonds, and basically what the market is paying is what we use, and that's how we pay our people out. And it's very transparent. We educate our people, we do the process, and there's no pressure in selling your items. We we want our clients to feel really comfortable and at ease. And if there's any questions, our method is we go shop around and go and convince yourselves, and then come back to us. So we operate a very non-pressure environment, because we want to earn our clients' trust. We want them to feel confident in their transactions with us, because we're here to stay. We don't want our clients to feel any pressure. We want them to feel at ease, and we want them to feel confident. And we just really appreciate the referrals that we get from all of our clients, because that's how we continue to grow, and that's how we maintain our reputation and our integrity, is through the transparency and the non-pressure that we have in our facility.
So if I wanted to bring in used jewelry, diamonds, and that kind of thing, can I exchange it for more tradable, like gold and silver coins? And if so, how do you do that? How do you establish those values?
So that's another great question, and it's basically we go through the process that I explained, and we find a price for the jewelry that is brought in or the diamonds that are brought in, and based on what is the value that is brought in and the items are sold, then we use those funds, and then at that point they could decide, do they want gold or they want silver coins or bars? And it's a real simple transaction. Basically, they're exiting in from one, and they're entering into the bullion, into the investment. And that's the great thing of going into bullion, because at that point, then you know exactly what you have. You know the exact weight, the exact carats of the bullion, which is 24 carat, and then there's like the American Gold Eagle that is 22 carat. However, it does contain a full 1 ounce gold content in the gold American Eagle. Or silver, you have the 99.9% silver, which is 1 ounce. So based on what the market is at the current time, you know exactly what the value you have. And in jewelry, you don't have that understanding, because you don't know what the weight is, or you don't know what the carat is, or there's just uncertainty of what value you have in the jewelry form or in the broken jewelry that is in your jewelry box. So when you sell it and exchange it and invest in the gold and silver, you know exactly what you have at that point. And then at that point, you can just basically put it away in a safe place. And now that we're talking about safety, privacy is your security. And that's what I encourage all our clients, is that the best thing is not to share that you're purchased or invested in gold and silver, because that's your security.
That's right. Charles, thank you so much. AccuratePMR.com. Give them a call, 503-400-5608. 400-5608. Thanks, Charles. Appreciate it. Back in a moment.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ten minutes till the top of the hour. We're going to talk to Tim in a moment here. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. I wanted to finish up. I mean, we talked with Charles from Accurate Precious Metals last week. I wanted to finish up with him today because of the exploding inflation that we are all feeling. We're all feeling it. Because this is one of the ways you can deal with it. And that's even this is important to your future. That's why I do this stuff, folks. So also, if you have a leaking roof or you know you're going to have a leaking roof, the old asphalt shingles are not what they should be, you need to call Pfeiffer Roofing because they can spray on this new product called Roof Max. And it rejuvenates your asphalt shingle roof. And it's done at the fraction of a cost of a new roof. Roof Max, it's made from soybeans. They just spray it on. It's that easy. See if your roof is a candidate, why don't you give them a call? 503-647-4725, 503-647-4725, or go to their website and watch the video. And it really is. It's a very interesting video on RoofMax, how to extend the life of your roof. Go to PfeifferRoofing.com, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, PfeifferRoofing.com. Let's go to Tim. Hey, Tim, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
I had two things. I keep writing things down when I listen to you. I talked about being proactive and reactive. Proactive means that you control the dialogue. And if you're reactive, you respond. Let's talk about the border just real quick. If you have a state that has an issue with the border, that's because the governor waited. If you want to be proactive, you don't wait. If you're reactive, you react when the federal government does something you don't like. There's absolutely no reason you couldn't secure that border all along. It'd be the easiest thing in the world to do. Now, when we were talking about independence, independent voters, I don't know who that is. It's amazing how many times I get into discussions that there's no definition to anything. Who's an independent? Can someone who registers a Republican has no intention of voting Republican, is that an independent? How many times can you change your party affiliation?
And well, the one you can change your party affiliation as many times as you want. You just have to do it in the boundaries of the law if you want to vote. So you got to be registered in a party 6 months prior to actually voting. But there's no limit on how many times you can change your voter registration. It just has to be 6 months prior. Now, if you're unaffiliated, then you can change to unaffiliated, and the 6 month threshold really doesn't matter because you have to be changed to it. It only matters in the general election, okay? For primaries and that kind of thing, yeah, it matters for the other parties, but you can change as many times as you want.
Why do you have to be registered for the primary?
Because that's the law, and we want to know who's voting, because the political parties are given under the law the status of being able to do primaries. Unaffiliateds aren't. And you have to be at a certain level of party affiliation, Tim, under Oregon law to have a primary. The Libertarians don't have a primary. The Constitution Party doesn't have a primary. The Working Families Party doesn't have a primary. because they're under that threshold. They do have what's called nominating conventions. Now, the unaffiliated voters as a block don't even have a nominating convention because they're just unaffiliated. Now, the independent party does. The Libertarian Party does. So that's in place of a primary. Hey, thanks, Tim, because I need to move on here. I want to remind you, friends, Eric Azar, Righteous Renovations, is a contractor that not only you can trust, but really does a great job for you and not making your life a nightmare if you're doing a bathroom or kitchen remodel. It's one of the things that they specialize in. Go to their website, righteousrenovations.com. Check out the great pictures and before and after photos, along with satisfied customer comments. RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. How are you, friend? Haven't talked to you for a couple of days. What's up?
Morning. I missed the first 10 minutes this morning, so I feel sorry for that. But anyway, the thing I was going to bring up that we still have to look at with the kids is she wants the kids mandatory vaccinated. She also doesn't like the kids, and she doesn't. And the whole Democrat Party is racist because of what they've done with the graduating criteria for high school. So I wish people would start realizing just how racist she is and the Democrat Party because of what they're doing to our kids on an educational level as well as everything else.
So you're saying that Kate's actions regarding kids in K-12 education is racist?
Well, yeah, she dumbed down the criteria, and now some of the colleges have said that, well, you're going to have to take a GED test if you graduated from high school in Oregon.
Well, but they dumbed down the graduation requirements because they said that students, underprivileged students, students of color, are being underserved because of the COVID mess, so we just got to let them skate.
Because of the COVID mess that they caused.
Yeah, right? Well, the average person doesn't think that Kate caused the COVID mess.
Well, she did by how she managed it. I mean,
there's no question about that, yes.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying is they took advantage of it to get rid of the bad orange guy and to dumb us down to try and make us into a socialist country.
No, come on now. Socialism would never be their goal for us, right?
That's why she's a Marxist, right?
Yes, that's why we call her Commie Kate. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. My bad. Thank you, Rich. Emails. Mo writes an email. Now, look, I'm a Ford guy, Mo. Sorry. This is another reason why I hate Fords. Just read on Fox Business where Ford is making their new Mustang electric car in China. Now, I really don't like Fords. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Look, folks, America and Oregon is worth fighting for and worth you taking seriously your opportunity to change Oregon. Right now, folks, the table's being set for us. It really is. There's a story today about Portland and Multnomah County are working on new homeless spending. Folks, we spend hundreds of millions of dollars in Oregon on homeless. And it is getting worse. Throwing money at it's not the option. It's not the way you fix it. Joe Biden has raised the cost of living dramatically with his policies. People are feeling it. This is your opportunity to help connect the dots and help people understand who they vote for really matters. Or if they don't vote, it matters. Like all those unaffiliated voters we were talking about today. Thanks for joining us today, friends. I deeply appreciate each and every one. Keep praying for the great state. Keep fighting.